remember that back in February of 2006, the horrendous bloodletting that raged for 2 years that spawned the surge and the deal with the Sunni Arab insurgency to get it off the map in order to go after al-Qaeda in Iraq started with a bombing of a famous Shia mosque shrine, which just set off Shia angers to a degree that it started a national bloodletting, sectarian bloodletting, and a sectarian cleansing by Shia of many Sunni Arabs in Baghdad. This is another objective of al-Qaeda in Iraq, but right now it doesn't have the capability to ramp up to some of the levels needed to produce a national spasm, you know, of sectarian violence as it did back in those days when it could carry out much, much more in the way of terrorism.
Can anything be done to rein in this violence?
What needs to be done is, frankly, for the Shia community especially to do exactly what this is designed to keep them from doing, which is to include as much as they can the Sunni Arab community in the mainstream of governments. To the extent that they alienate the Sunni Arab community by continuing to exploit de-Ba'athification in order to just simply purge Sunni Arabs they don't want, to tilt elections against Sunni Arab candidates, in this case to possibly form an anti-Sunni Arab coalition government, they alienate more Sunni Arabs and make it easier for al-Qaeda in Iraq to operate. And so to react to this with the typical rage is to do exactly what al-Qaeda in Iraq wants and exactly what fleshes out its ability to operate. And the other thing we need to do is the diligent, continuing work to reduce corruption in the police and security services in Iraq. There, regardless whether they're Shia or Sunni, there are police officers who allow car bombers through checkpoints and look the other way in response to bribes or even in response to threats, you know, that something will happen to their family if they don't. And so there's got to be a rooting out of bad officers within the police force. Tens of thousands have been fired in recent years or even prosecuted, and still we're not getting to the bottom of the problem.